Welcome. My name is Dr. Ona Brown. I am a speaker, coach, trainer, author, business consultant, brand builder, and I am also Les Brown's baby girl. I'm excited to be in the land of the living, and I want to say to you, happy, blessed 2020. Yes, we have stepped into a new decade of our lives, and it's a wonderful time for us to do reflection, to look at how we can renew ourselves and recharge ourselves and replenish ourselves as we're getting ready to grow into this next level of greatness and power. And thinking about your life right now, what is it that you want for yourself? What is it that's missing when you look at your life? What is it that you have wanted to actually pull into your existence or your reality, but yet for whatever reason, it has yet to show up? And I want you to think about that for yourself, because you owe it to yourself to create what you want in your reality. My father, Mr. Les Brown, known as one of the greatest speakers in the world, and has always been telling people across the globe, you don't get the life that you want, you get the life that you actually design. And who are you being on a day-to-day basis? What is it that is required for you to do to yourself in order to have the reality that you want? So I'm saying to you right now, not just Happy New Year, but Happy New You. And how do we get a new you? What does that look like? One of the things that we have to do is be willing to get in the mirror with ourselves and to face ourselves. All of who we are, the good, the bad, the not so pretty, but also being able to see what is real about us and what is it that we know we get to work on. What is it that when we look at ourselves, we know this is an area of challenge for me. This is something that I'm working on. Case in point, since I can remember, I have had a challenge with being on time at places. That's an ongoing challenge with me. And I can remember being a little girl and all the kids outside playing and they're yelling at the window, "Ona, come on, Ona, when are you coming out? What's taking so long?" And for me, I just had to have, you know, the right shirt, the right little purple shirt or the right little pink shirt with the nice little shorts to go with it and the little socks to make it right. And it had to be something that was an expression of what I was feeling for that day. And so I was into being connected with myself and taking time with myself to get ready. And so sometimes the kids would just be like, "Will you just come on out and just put anything on?" So to this day, I believe, you know, my father is actually adopted. So we never had an opportunity to meet his birth parents, which would be my grandparents. And I just believe, you know, they must have a little island in them, you know, soon come, you know, when you get there, you get there. Because I've always felt like I'm in divine time. And if I'm in divine time, that means when I arrive, that's when I'm supposed to arrive. And if I miss something, that means I wasn't supposed to be on that flight. That flight wasn't for me. So I know that that's a challenge area for me. So what am I doing when I look at myself in this new decade that I've stepped into? I've been blessed and granted the blessing of being able to live in this new part of history. One of the things that I'm doing is really challenging myself to not just say, okay, well, that's just who you are, Ona. That's who you've been since you were a little girl. But no, what are some things that I can do? One of the things I do is to set myself up to win. If you know you have an area of challenge, how are you setting yourself up to win? So I will actually, if I have a 1 o'clock flight, in my mind, I have a 12:30 flight. That's what I have to think to myself, because I want to make sure that I get there in plenty of time and I'm setting myself up to win. Now, it's interesting. I'm normally on time when it comes to speaking engagements and coaching clients because I love doing that. But sometimes, you know, when you've flown all over the world and you're hopping time zones and stages, and sometimes you just want to be able to sleep in your own bed and wake up and see your own books and listen to your own music and not have to deal with the whole hustle and bustle of the cavity searches at the airport and all of the different security and things that you have to go through and taking stuff off and then dealing with boarding the plane and deboarding the plane, all of that. When you think about that, sometimes it's it's just not exciting. So I found that things that I'm not too excited about, I have a tendency to drag on. However, I am raising the bar on myself. And I'm saying that, you know, I teach how you do anything is how you do everything. I believe that's a T. Harv Eker quote that I love. How you do anything is how you do everything. So how can I be about greatness and excellence and pushing myself to the next level and pushing my clientele to the next level of their greatness and power? And I am in having this challenge that I've experienced most of my life. So I'm just really putting myself in a position to win with it. And I'm doing things that have helping me to be, if not on time, even early. And that might be very natural for some of you that are listening. That may be something that you don't even have to blink about because you were raised in a background or a culture or a home where that was a standard operation, mode of operandi. And so I found that people that have a military background, case in point, my ex-fiance, if you weren't 15 minutes ahead of time, then you were late in his mind. So it was very natural for him. And I was always impressed with that level of solidness of getting to places and being there. And so this is just an example that I want you to think about in your life. Maybe you're not late to catching flights or actually being with appointments, but maybe you're late on some of your dreams. Maybe you're late on some of your goals. Maybe you're not really giving 150% of who you are in the past. Maybe you have been playing small and not really looking at all of who you are and all that you have to bring to the table of life. So let's do some reflection and let's look at some areas and some things about ourselves that we get to change. I don't say you have to change. I say you get to change. It's an opportunity when you get an opportunity to step into transformation and say, this is who I was, but this is not who I have to be. And I'm willing to let go of who I am for who I can become. And that is something that I believe each and every one of us have the ability to do. And think about our childhood. Whenever we go back, there was a time in our lives when maybe we were like 12 years old and all we could think about was becoming 13. And then we became 13 and all we were consumed about was becoming 14. So we've always had this innate desire within us to grow, to develop, to become better, and to actually stretch ourselves into the next level of what's available to us. And so I say to you, whatever you're doing right now, whatever's in front of you in your life, be willing to raise the bar on yourself and be willing to put yourself in uncomfortable positions so that you can see how you can stretch into the new you that's waiting to come out. When we say happy new year, happy new you, that means that it's going to require you to do some things that you're not used to doing. And that is okay. You have to get very comfortable with being uncomfortable. I repeat that, become very comfortable with being uncomfortable, because as Dr. Brian Tracy said, our comfort zone is our danger zone. And you don't want to be in your comfort zone. You don't want to live life coasting through doing things that you know you can do and not even challenging yourself. So with that being said, I want to invite you to come and be a part of some things that we have put together for you to help you on this journey. You don't have to be in this place of challenging and growing and stretching yourself alone. Find a great coach, find a great mentor. I can recommend some wonderful ones that I know. I'm a little biased, but I would say Les Brown and Ona Brown. But outside of that, there's a lot of other great coaches out there as well and mentors. But we're going to actually have an event that I want you to be aware of. We want you to be aware of. We would love to see your face in the place. And that is the Blast Off 2020 with Les Brown. Go to Blast Off 2020 with Les Brown. And that's Blast Off 2020 with Les Brown.com. I'll repeat that. Blast Off 2020 with lesbrown.com. And you will see there that we have an event that's going to take place. It's a live streaming event, and it's going to be kind of like a marathon of motivation, inspiration, empowerment. And it's going to be from 11 to 7. That's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to just really pour over on you all of this motivation and inspiration and knowledge and wisdom and success tools and everything that you need to grow into your next level of greatness and power. Now, there's actually a live event that's taking place in Atlanta, Georgia. That's right, Atlanta, Georgia. And that's a blast off 2020 with Les Brown. And that live event is going to be on February the 21st, I believe, the 20th and the 21st. I will confirm that, but you can go to the website and it will have the date. So if you can't be a part of our live stream, which we have, you know, people that will be streaming in from all over the world, and you want to actually be a person, you know, you learn better being in the room than you do being virtual, because you have a little ADD and you might start washing the dishes and you might start running the vacuum cleaner like myself. Well, I'll tell you what, just fly in, get you a ticket and get here. It's going to be life transforming. People that have been to our trainings know that it's not a talking head in the front of the room. It's very interactive. It's very upbeat. It's very high energy. And people come in wanting to get to that next level. And they say, wow, this was more than I expected. This was amazing. I came here to become a better speaker. And not only am I a better speaker, but I'm a better father. I'm a better husband. I'm a better everything. Thing as a result, businessman, and I know I'm prepared for my next level of greatness. So you want to get there, go to blastoff2020withlesbrown.com and you can see the events that we have coming up for you. The other thing is we have a Mastering My Story. That class is a actual webinar class that's going to be every week, consecutive week for like 8 weeks. And this is very interactive and it's for people that want to master their story. Everyone has a story. And the question is, are you working with it? Are you refining it? Are you tweaking it? Are you cultivating it so that the world can actually hear your voice? My father's mentor, Mr. Leroy Washington, said that once a man or woman opens their mouth, they tell the world who they are. So definitely we want to make sure you go to masteringmystory.com. as well as go to blastoff2020withlesbrown.com and get registered with the events that we have for you. And as you're looking at your life and you're preparing for this to be the best decade ever, just know that you have everything inside of you that you need. Just know that it's important that you invest time and energy and effort in yourself and money in yourself so that you can continue to grow and you can continue to shine. And just know that you will be able to have the best of everything that life has to offer once you work on yourself. Highlights for the blast off for 2020, real estate, insurance, what else? I can't think of the other things, business, your speaking, networking, getting into that next place of your health and your wellness. So we're going to have everything. You're a whole person. So you need a whole training so that we can not just take segments of who you are, but the best of everything that you need in order to make 2020 your best year ever. And I just want you to know that on behalf of myself and my father and the First Family of Motivation, we believe in you. We love you and we want the best that life has to offer for you. And so just know that you deserve that and know that you are worthy of greatness and you have greatness inside of you. And so even though you've had some setbacks and some disappointments and some challenges, just know that you can turn this thing around and that the best is yet to come. And as you're pushing forward, whatever you do, if you lose your way, faith it till you make it, baby. We believe in you. We love you. We want the best for you. Continue to press forward and just fight for your dream because you deserve it. Peace, love, and blessings from Dr. Ona Brown. You can follow me on Instagram at Own with Ona, OWNWITHONA. That's Own with Ona on Instagram, Facebook. And we love you. Keep being amazing and know that the best is yet to come. Own your dreams.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.